You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Sometime around lunchtime today, we got a SENS announcement saying that Eskom had provided us with an update of the year that was for them. They posted a 55 billion rand loss for the previous fiscal year. Despite this loss, Eskom is forecasting that they will be returning to profit next year. Joined on the line by the Eskom Chief Financial Officer, Caleb Kassim, to take a look at the numbers and see if we can make sense of them. Good evening, Caleb. Lovely to catch up with you, especially this late in the year. First and foremost, your thoughts around the performance of Eskom throughout the year?
I think, firstly, Jimmy, thanks, and thanks for having me on. I think up until March, year in difficult set of results operationally, financially, also challenges on a governance perspective, resulting, as you indicated, a bottom line 55 billion loss. So loss before tax did improve year on year by 9 billion rand on the back of an 18% tariff increase during that year, but significant load shedding, high diesel usage, some 34 billion on diesel spend for the year. And then we had to adjust an accounting entry for the derecognition of a deferred tax asset, which put to an expense on our tax line of about 37 billion, resulting in the loss of 55 billion rand as of March.
Caleb, when we look at the announcement, part of the concerns, you said obviously there were some governance concerns, and I see that there were also some audit concerns. The external auditors put together a 12-page list of concerns in their audit report that was presented to Parliament. And chief among those, I want to look at some of those points there, but I suppose chief among those is the material uncertainty relating to the going concern status of Eskom. They flagged that they're not certain around the going concern status of Eskom following this 55 billion rand loss. You, as the Eskom team, have forecasted that next year you'll be returning to profitability. Take me through that. Take me through how we swing from a significant loss back to a profit, obviously, aside from that deferred tax booking that you had to take into account.
No, definitely, Jimmy. And then maybe if we remove the deferred tax, if I touch with the loss before tax of 25 billion to looking at this profit of 10 billion. I think first and foremost, number one, with no load shedding, and we are seeing with the better performance, we're looking to reduce our diesel spend from 34 billion by about 20 billion year on year to March 25. So that's a 20 billion upside that will come through. Then secondly, also the fact that we're not load shedding, we do see about a 4% growth in sales year on year. And if we just see the impact that we disclose, you know, for March 24 at about 13 terawatt hours of volume, which is about 7% on sales volumes, we lost about 22 billion in revenue because of load shedding. Yes, we believe we will recoup a large component of that, also appreciating that a lot of customers have got rooftop PV. So there's an upside from delivering and not load shedding. And then there's the last element that contributes to the forecast. We've been in discussions with SARS now for a number of years around rebates around our diesel expenditure. We finally settled with them in October to pay back and recover 9 billion rand, which is a subsequent event and will come through in the income statement of March 25. And then also focusing on other cost items. Last but not least, with the debt relief we've got from government and converting into equity, we're forecasting to see your interest charges then reduce on the back of Eskom not borrowing and then the debt coming down, Jimmy.
Caleb, let's deal with the elephant in the room around the revenues and the projections and all of that. 95.4 billion rand as of November is what municipalities owed you, and that number is up almost 30% from the March numbers that you've actually reported on. So clearly the municipalities aren't paying you. That debt is getting wider. How then can we forecast that the business is going to be doing well if your debtors are not paying you? Or does that just mean that we're going to be getting more tariff hikes being put on the consumer?
No, so I think firstly, that's our one biggest concern as a board, as a management team, and I think the minister also highlighted that this is unsustainable. And yes, as at November, we were looking at the 95 billion rand. And if this trend continues, you know, by March 25, we even were forecasting we could be sitting at 110 billion rand. So two concerns around that issue. If that continues and there's no resolution at a government level, then the benefit we're getting from the 250 billion debt relief will be nullified. Secondly, and rightfully so, we didn't recognize 9 billion of revenue because we have to recognize it on a cash basis. So if that rate increases going forward, the amount we're not going to collect and recognize is going to increase. We have put this in the tariff application, but we put to an area percentage of 2%, whereas we're currently running closer at 5%. Our message is very clear. It's unsustainable. Where Eskom is, we can't be a bank to the municipalities. And the minister has, in today's session, communicated that early in the new year, Eskom, himself and his department, plus, I guess, National Treasury and local government, need to sit around the table. He says he has ideas on a solution, and we'll work with the minister to arrest this trend.
Caleb, when we look at some of the other unsustainable matters from an Eskom perspective, there were some key audit matters that were highlighted by the external auditors around the illicit creation of prepaid tokens. That was a serious concern from their perspective. Now, I know Eskom recently implemented a shift over for readjusting the meters and all of that. Has that exercise gone directly towards dealing with the illicit token creation, and does this mean that we can put that part behind us?
So definitely that was one of the initiatives to reduce that exposure of the illicit tokens. I think we'll have to wait and see, Jimmy. I don't believe that, you know, we'll have to see what's the trend going forward. But it was one of the mechanisms. The other ones, what we also want to do as a key strategy, we need to roll out some 7 million smart meters in the next 3 years. That will be a mitigating factor. But at the end of the day, Jimmy, you know, you need to deal with collusion and corruption, you know, if it's between Eskom employees plus suppliers, etc. That's an element we need to work with law enforcement agencies, set examples, and then do the necessary legal interventions on these issues. But we're looking forward to KRN2 rollout to mitigate a large portion of it. But I think it's early days before we celebrate and say it's behind us.
Speaking of that collusion and corruption, Caleb, the basis of the qualified opinion, part of that was criminal conduct. There was about 6.7 billion rand of losses due to criminal conduct. This is obviously a serious matter for Eskom and affects its profitability. We just spoke about the swing going from the negative 25 billion to a positive 10 billion. This could be an additional 6 billion rand that would otherwise not have to be incurred, in addition to the 4 billion rand of irregular expenditure that was also flagged in the audit report. You mentioned a governance problem. This is two items that's 10 billion rands worth of problem already. How are we dealing with this from an Eskom perspective? What's the board's strategy here?
Yeah, so what we've done, we've got two initiatives. Firstly, we've got a project management office that's dealing with these key high-level investigations to expedite that and to get it to a conclusion as quick as possible, reporting directly to the CEO and then we into our audit and risk committee. Second initiative we've implemented, we've consolidated our forensic investigations and the security department so you can get an holistic view. And then the last point, we're working very closely with the security cluster, which includes the whole SAPS, state intelligence, as well as the SIU. We have seen in the recent past some arrests and convictions being made, but there's been tremendous support. But again, you know, it's the problem here, Jimmy, it's the few bad apples that creates a bad name for the rest of the loyal employees in Eskom, but we have to deal with them.
They certainly do need to be dealt with, and we'll keep an eye on how these news and developments unfold. We look forward to next year being a profitable year. I can't wait to have this conversation looking back on a profitable year. But for now, we'll leave the conversation there, Caleb. Thanks so much for the time, as always, and for the insights. Caleb Kasim, Chief Financial Officer at Eskom, joining us to reflect on their financial year ended March 2024.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.